Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. During today's aborted execution attempt of Tony Carruthers, many who were formerly incarcerated themselves stood in the field outside the prison and kept vigil for more than 3 hours. This was Michael Sample's first visit back to Riverbend Maximum Security's grounds since his release last year. He had spent 42 years on death row and says he considers the men still inside his personal friends.
I know him as a person. I know him more than what the state claimed him to be. And you get to know him. I've been around him longer than I've been around my family. You know, so I'm out here to support them because I know if I was in that situation, they'd do the same thing for me.
Sample says he's not concerned only about Carruthers and his situation. He hopes other death penalty cases, especially those out of Shelby County, will also get more attention. Tennessee ranks last in the nation for solar, wind, and geothermal energy. A new analysis from Environment America says the state produced just 1% of its electricity from solar last year. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports Tennessee is far behind the national trend toward renewables.
South Dakota produces 95% of its electricity from wind and solar. Wyoming jumped from 55 to 75% renewables just last year. Even in the South, Florida has 12% solar. But Tennessee has made little progress. That's due to decisions by the Tennessee Valley Authority, the utility that generates virtually all power in the state. TVA has been building more fossil fuel infrastructure. And experts say it's not because of economics or feasibility. Solar with battery storage is currently the fastest and cheapest power source to deploy without subsidies, per the latest report from financial firm Lazard. And according to federal data, Tennessee could generate more than 30 times more power than needed for 2050 from just wind and solar. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. We'll be back with more local news at 5:04.